Hey, babe, are you home? Hello, babe. I saw your car. Please tell me you're here. Oh, there you are. Why didn't you answer when I was calling for you? Is everything okay? Well, kinda. Why do you ask? Yeah, I guess I kinda do look hot and sweaty, don't I? No, nothing's wrong. I know I'm home a little early today, but nothing bad happened or anything. It's just, hey, can we, like, talk about something? Yeah, don't worry. I don't mean the talk, as in we're breaking up. In fact, it's the opposite of that. Just let's go sit down. No, actually, we can talk while standing, can't we? Yeah. Okay, well, then we'll just do that. Calm down. I am calm, or at least I'm doing my fucking best to stay calm here. Okay. Look, just stop asking me if I'm okay or if I'm mad, 'cause if I do, then I'm going to actually not be okay and very much get mad. Okay? And can we please talk in the bedroom and not in here in the hallway? All right, okay. Thank you. God, why do you have it so fucking hot in here? Are you trying to turn our room into a sauna? I'm opening a window. Fresh air. That's better. Okay, listen. You know how we've been saying for a while now that we should wait on having kids until we finish school and pay off loans and blah blah blah. Yeah, so I've been thinking, fuck that. We should just have one now. No, I meant now, as in maybe sometime next week if we have the time. Yes, right now. Why? I don't know. I changed my mind. People change their mind all the time, right? Huh? You're not sure? What is not to be sure about? I mean, yeah, we'll have to move a lot of stuff around and make plans to take care of the child, but that's part of the fun. It'll be exciting. Look, okay, just stop talking. Stop. Look. See this dark spot on my jeans? Yeah. That's not 'cause I fucking wet myself. It's 'cause I am so fucking horny. My panties are so fucking soaked that they're squishing, and now it's soaking through to my jeans. Huh? What? What's wrong with my eyes? What do you mean? They're yellow? Oh shit. Babe, look, it's all right. I can explain. No, they are definitely real. You really don't want to back away from me, or run, or do anything that puts distance between you and me. 'Cause I'll chase you and catch you. Also, try not to break eye contact with me too much either. Because it'll just make things worse. Look, I'm trying to explain what's going on, but I'm also trying not to lose my fucking mind, okay? So, I'll just be fucking straight with you. I'm a wolf, or half a wolf, I should say. Yes, like a werewolf. My mom's a wolf and my dad isn't. And when they had me, I was born half-blooded, so I can't transform like full-bloods, but I still go into heat as they do. You know how I'd always get super moody every month whenever there was a full moon? Yeah, that was because of the moon, not because of my flow. I was always lying to you when I said it was because of my period. Normally, my going into heat isn't bad. I just, I'm extra horny on those days, and you're definitely never complaining about that. But I guess luck ran out tonight because I'm in heat and there's a super ultra blood moon or whatever the fuck its stupid name is The point is... in fact, here. Come here and feel my stomach. Just do it, please. There, yeah. Just touch my stomach. Right above my belly button. See? I am burning up because that fucking moon has me thrown into heat and has my wolf's blood on fire. God, you smell so good. You haven't showered today yet, have you? Good. Because the only thing I want to smell right now is you. Not that smelly body wash you use. Wow, wow. Hold on. I didn't say take your hands off me. Come on. Don't you want to feel more? Besides, I've got you, and I'm not letting you go now. I'm strong, aren't I? Yeah, you can thank the blood moon for that. I've got half the strength of a full blood and none of the hair. Come on, feel me up. My tits and my nipples are so fucking swollen right now. Here, I'll just sink your hand. Oh, fucking shirt. God, fuck it. There we go. Now, you can fill me up, no problem. It's just a shirt and just a bra. Who cares? Now, feel me up. Oh. Yeah. Oh, that feels nice. Damn, things have been bothering me since the moon came out, and it just feels so good to have them handled like this. And also, now that my shirt is off, can you smell it? Oh, that is a wolf's musk, a special scent given off by females whenever they're in heat. Normally, you wouldn't notice it because it's not nearly as strong during my normal mating periods. Plus, I'd always shower to hide it, but on this night, well, there's no hiding it. But enough of that. I think I've explained it to you enough. I can make a wiki page on it later if you really need it. Get that face of yours in here and kiss me. Yeah, I'm fucking grinding on you because I'm that fucking horny. Now, as if I'll ever be able to use these panties again. So, you're gonna get on the bed so we can get started, or are you gonna make me even more impatient and riled up? Oh, babe. Oh, this isn't a good time to be feeling unsure. And it seems like you misunderstood me earlier when I said I was ready to have a baby now. I wasn't asking you. I was telling you. You're my mate, so I'd never do anything to truly hurt you. But you can bet your fantastic ass that I'll do whatever I have to get your cum in me so that I can stop this fucking burning. This night will end with your cum coating my cervix one way or another. So, get on the bed. There we go. Wasn't so hard, was it? Now, I'm going to help you out. Since I know this is a bit different for you and I can tell you're scared, just give me a second to get these fucking pants of mine off. Oh, God. I love how strong I am tonight. Oh, don't worry. I'll take care of your clothes, too. But first, to what I was talking about. Let me climb onto the bed and straddle you. Oh, we haven't even done anything yet, but I'm already sweating like crazy. And that's good. Because I want you to smell me. Bury your face into my neck and smell me. Yes, just like that. Deep breaths. Take in my musk. The smell of your mate. Oh, I'm not just some girlfriend. I'm your mate. And you may not have wolf's blood, but you're still my mate. So let my scent overwhelm your senses. It's a nice smell, isn't it? No matter where the scent is coming from, my pits, my pussy, even on my breath, it all just smells so good, doesn't it? Starting to grow on you, isn't it? That's it. Keep on breathing it in. Familiarize yourself with it. Let your body get used to it. I'll just go ahead and... Oh, there goes your shirt. But you don't seem like you care that much this time. I can tell you're starting to relax. Your body must finally be getting used to my scent. God. Oh, you smell so good. I mean, ever since we first met, I could smell you were the right mate for me, but now that my senses are all enhanced, fuck, I could kiss your chest forever. Oh my. And what do we have here? Oh, something trying to get through your pants. Even you look kind of surprised it's there. Are you starting to feel a slight ache in your balls, too? As if every minute that goes by feels like you've gone a whole extra day without getting off. It's completely natural, really. My mother told me the same thing happened when her mate finally took to her scent. So, why don't I help give it some air? I need to smell it more properly anyways. Hold still. Oh. Oh, so much better. Fucking look how hard you already are. Oh, I'm so fucking wet. And this fucking burning between my legs is only getting hotter. But I need a taste. Just a quick taste. So fucking good. Oh, you don't even give off a mating scent, but oh, just your normal musk is fucking intoxicating. Fuck. I'm just gonna reach between my legs and. I've never been this wet in my fucking life. Oh, it's like my body. Like my womb is fucking screaming to be made pregnant. And I can smell your pre-cum even while I suck away your cock. Oh, fuck. Oh, it's too much. Oh, I'm sorry, but I've got to put it in me. Oh, the longer I wait, the higher my body temperature gets. And I don't know what'll happen if it gets much higher. Oh, okay. I'll just position myself over you. Oh, I'm so wet that my pussy is literally dripping onto you. And don't forget, keep your eyes on mine. Oh, fuck, yes. Yes. Oh, just gonna drive that cock all the way in from the start. Oh, fuck. God. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, that hurts so fucking good. Oh, and I love that look on your face. How eager you look. Can you feel it? How fucking hot my pussy feels wrapped around your cock. Oh, I'm so fertile tonight, you don't even know. I can literally feel my body aching to get pregnant. Oh, I'm just gonna lean forward and put my hands on this amazing chest of yours. Sorry in advance about the scratches. Oh, I'm so gonna scratch you. I'll just start moving my hips up and down. Oh, fuck. Oh, and there go my nails, scratching into you. Oh, but it hurts so good, doesn't it? Oh, it wouldn't be mating if you didn't get a little scratched. And it means you've been claimed, marked as my mate, and mine alone. Mm. Oh, fuck. Oh, and when you've come inside me, and my belly starts to grow, and any other full or half-blooded bitch who comes near me will know, will smell that I've been claimed. They'll know that a hot fucking stud like you put a baby into me during a full moon. In fact, I want you to reach up and dig your fingers into my tits. Mark them. Oh, brush them. Scratch them. Whatever you want. Oh, we may never have another mating night like this again. Oh, with every heartbeat. Oh, I can feel the blood pumping through my body, and the wolf's blood feels like it's boiling. Oh, 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 fuck, yes. Oh, just like that, babe. Oh, fucking dig your fingers into my tits. Oh, just like that. Harder. Oh, 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 fuck, that hurts. Oh, and I love it. Oh, don't you dare fucking take your eyes off mine. Mates, do not break eye contact. Oh, it's like my hips are moving on their own. Nothing this fucking world could do to stop me from grinding on this incredible cock of yours. Nothing. I'm gonna ride this cock. Oh, and wring it. And then I'm gonna come. Oh, and it's gonna pull all your hot cum deep inside me. And finally, stop this fucking burning. Oh, it feels so good, doesn't it? A normal girl could never ride you like this. She'd get tired or have to slow down. But not this fucking girl. And a normal girl would never let you bruise and mark up her tits like you are with mine. She'd tell you to stop. Whine about how it hurts. But not me. I'm gonna be pissed if you haven't fucking marked me up by the end of this. Fuck, babe. My pussy is starting to clench up even more. I think I'm gonna come soon. I can tell you're close too. Oh, that cock of yours is swelling up. About to fill my aching pussy with all that hot fucking cum. To give me a baby. Our baby. I don't know how much wolf blood it'll have, but it'll be ours. And it'll sure as shit be born strong and healthy, since it was conceived under a full moon. And you'll get to see my breasts grow and my belly swell. And now that you are the one who did it... Fuck, it's coming. I can feel you about to come. You're gonna come. Oh, the blood moon is gonna pass soon. We have to come now. So look into my eyes. Look deep into my eyes. I'm gonna ride you as fast as I fucking can, because this is it. Come. Oh, come. Oh, come with me and get your mate pregnant. That was exactly what I needed to fuck. Oh, and I can still feel the tickle of your cum inside me. I'm just gonna stay on top of you until your cock relaxes out of me. Babe, you did so well. Oh, I can already feel my body starting to calm down. I don't know whether it's because the blood moon is over, or because you filled me up with so much cum. Oh, probably both. Oh, Did I do all that to your chest? I'm so sorry, babe. I think I really did get carried away. We'll head to the bathroom in a bit and get some antiseptic on these scratches. But in the meantime... feels nice, doesn't it? Even for a half-blood like myself. Wanting to do stuff like licking the wounds of my mate just comes naturally. There. That should do it for now. Thank God I'm only half-blood. Or those scratches would probably curse you. And now, I'm just gonna lay on you. Speaking of half-bloods, I guess it's all out in the open now, isn't it? I know it was wrong to lie to you about who I really was, but I mean... how do you tell your boyfriend that you're part werewolf? I'm glad you don't think any less of me or anything. You did look really scared at first, and I don't blame you. I was way more aggressive than I should have been, and I really shouldn't have gone wild like that. I couldn't help it. Mating season is one thing, but mating season under a blood moon? It's as if every fiber of your body is on fire. Like a fever that makes you lightheaded and you can't think straight. And the only thing in your mind that's clear is that you need to breed. The burning and urges get worse, and all you know is breeding can take it away. So you'll do anything to make it stop. And when tomorrow morning comes and I'm completely back to normal, I'm gonna feel even worse about losing control like that. I knew there was supposed to be a special moon tonight, but I didn't even consider how differently it would affect me. Doesn't excuse what I did, though, at all. If it ever happens again, I promise I'll do better to control it and pace myself. Especially now that I know you'll be happy to accommodate me. Next time, I'll have you all in control instead. And just give myself over to you. To use me any way you want. But... babe? I really am gonna get pregnant from this. There's no way I'm not. I know this wasn't how we planned to go about starting a family, but I've gotta admit, I'm kinda glad and a little excited. Getting pregnant while a moon like that was out is gonna make our baby so strong and healthy. I'm glad you're excited, too. Just all my strength is gone. When that wolf's blood is going, it's just... it just leaves you exhausted afterwards. I'm just gonna shut my eyes for a little bit. And then we'll get up and take better care of your scratches. And I can put some ice on my tits. And before you say sorry, I'm still happy that you did this to me. I love you, babe. And I really am sorry about all this, but I love you so much. Oh, thank you for coming into my life and for being my mate tonight.